We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
We're back for hour number three. Bob Cordaro with you. Still discussing this aftermath. It's one of these things you're not going to really forget. Uvalde, Texas, and that massacre down there. But it's just important that we keep our heads about us and actually try to do things. And I said, the only thing that we know that can be done is to provide basic security protocols at our schools, which would involve one entrance, and then you have to go into a vestibule where you're isolated and on camera to get into the school during the education process when kids are there. And then someone has to come get you. Yes, it's inconvenient, but it could be safe. And then the kids' classrooms, those have to have automatic locks from the inside. So some maniac can't get inside a classroom like Salvador Ramos did yesterday or the other day. Terrible tragedy. But in any event, we move on. Jim Bugnett is on the line, and he says he'd love a debate with Matt Cartwright.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show during the primary. You guys do a great job of letting us candidates call in and talk about what we believe in. On this debate, I didn't hear the caller, but a few of your listeners called me and said he proposed a debate on your show for an hour between me and Cartwright. I'd welcome that opportunity. As you probably know, Bob, Matt Cartwright, I proposed 5 debates in each of the counties in the district in 2020, and he totally refused. The only debate he would agree to do was on PBS, which, you know, there were probably 4 people watching as I took them apart. So we'd love to go on your show with Matt Cartwright and answer questions about why he believes Joe Biden's the best thing since sliced bread.
Hey, well, he is welcome, and we'll make that phone call when we get to after Labor Day. We certainly will. I would enjoy it. I know who I'm up for.
Well, let's not wait till Labor Day. Let's do it the day after Memorial Day. Let's get going here. The people deserve answers.
All right, Jim. We may do that, my friend, but congratulations on your primary victory. I know that your opponent, Mike Marsicano, agreed to be 100% behind you, so hopefully we'll go forward unified.
Well, we need to have a unified Republican Party, and we need to, you know, start talking to voters, man. Bob, we're seeing $5 gasoline. Did you ever think you'd see $5 gasoline in northeastern Pennsylvania?
It's beyond imagination. It really is.
We did a video the other day where one of the gas stations had $5 gasoline and $7.22 diesel oil. I'm telling you, the economy grinds to a halt if we have $7 diesel.
And Jim, the issue is that makes it most disturbing is they intended this. This is not some fluke. It's not the war in Ukraine. They intended high gas prices. They didn't care about the consequences.
Well, Pelosi and Biden and Cartwright are on the record. That's what the Green Raw Deal is about. Make it so expensive for normal working class people to afford gasoline that they, you know, have to take subsidies for these huge alternative fuels. I mean, they want fossil fuels to be too expensive for the average person to buy them.
You know it. You know it. Well, Jim, keep in touch with us as you're on the trail. I'll get set to work. It only takes one phone call. I'll call Cartwright's office, and we'll try to do that.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jim. Jim Bognett, the Republican nominee for U.S. Congress here in the 8th Congressional District. Let's continue on the phones. George on a cell about legislation.
Yeah, good afternoon, Bob. How are you?
Great.
I listen to a lot of talk show, and I hear a lot of comments. And every time they talk about gun control, it always has to do with the Second Amendment and taking law-abiding citizens' rights away. But I never hear them talk about, one, how about changing the HIPAA law? Why don't we have communication between the medical doctors and law enforcement when you have these people with these neurological problems and mental health issues? Nothing is ever said, and they slip through the cracks all the time.
A very good point.
The other point, but God forbid if we talk about that, right? The other point I want to bring out is I have very good friends of mine that have been state troopers for a long time. They pick up a guy that's not mentally rational, and they take him to the hospital, they 302 him. The doctors don't want to deal with it, and this is time and time again they've told me this. They change it to a 201 so the person could sign themselves out. Once they sign themselves out, they're allowed to keep their guns when they have a 201, not a 302. So when it's changed, then the state troopers have to go back time and time again and have to deal with the same nuts. And nothing is ever talked about. Nothing is ever done. And they've been fighting that for years, and God forbid it. That's never brought up either.
Well, George, you're right on both points that they should certainly need to be. It certainly needs to be explored. There's no doubt about that, because we know there's obviously a disturbed and emotional and mental illness component to these murders. And
absolutely.
And we're not touching it. We're not getting into it. And that goes for the homelessness on the street. It goes for a lot of things that have come from it. And then you have some of the same people, they want gun control and they want to handcuff the police at the same time. And you touched on something very important. Most of the people who commit crimes or who put others in danger have had previous encounters with the police, previous arrest, previous acts of violence, and all of that. And yet, so you're right. I think you made two good points there.
One last point, please. When did they, under what administration did they decide to close all the mental health institutions?
There's no place
for these people to go.
That was a product of the 70s, and it has not worn well. It has not worn well at all. As mental illnesses appear to be growing, frankly, not diminishing, partly related to drug issues as well.
Right. And then how come we don't discuss that issue, and how come we don't talk about bringing that back? They write checks for everything else, and they fund everything else under the sun, but things that people actually need to help, I think a lot of this is deliberate. They do it deliberate just because, I don't know, to get to a point, to create this kind of atmosphere we're in now. I try not to believe that, but everything you see, what else can you believe?
Well, it's like the gas prices. They pretend they're trying to, the same thinkers try to pretend as though they're upset about gas prices when they could not, they have to know, and they do know that was their intention.
Right. Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So
have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, George. You too, my friend. Thanks for the call. Ray in Mountaintop, how are you?
Robert, it's always good to hear your wonderful show.
Thank you, my friend.
I have a question for you. Doesn't it seem odd, going back to the Buffalo situation, that, God forbid, the first empty shell casing hadn't hit the ground, and the entire liberal media was excoriating Republicans? Don't find out what happened. Don't find out what the facts are.
That's right.
Attack the Republicans. It is so disgusting and also so entirely predictable of the clowns like Congressman Cartwright. Don't deal with the issues. Don't deal with the fact that our family structure has been destroyed by liberalism. Don't deal with the fact that our entire southern border is wide open for all kinds of illegality and drugs to come into our country. Don't talk about any of those issues. Just demagogue Republicans. You know, Robert, last night, like in the night before,
You're skipping out a little bit on us, Ray.
Okay. I've got 3 rifles, 2 pistols, and all night long, not one of them shot anybody. The guns aren't the problem. It's the people that are the problem. And let me ask you a question. When you've got that are violating 30 or 35 individual gun laws, what sane person is going to think that law number 36 is going to resolve the problem?
I know. I'm not seeing it.
Crazy.
You're right. You're right, Ray.
Now, how about common sense? Let's deal, and first let's say that for time immemorial, you know, the liberals, they have the Bambi complex. We're going to right all the wrongs in the world. That's never going to happen. Bad things are going to happen to good people. Wonderful people are going to contract horrible diseases and die. That is not of our purview. That's God's plan. Why don't we control the things we can control? You do a crime in the possession of a weapon, you're in jail for 10 years. You don't get bail and put on the street before the police officer writes the report.
Yeah.
If you discharge the weapon, that's 20 years. 500 years from now, Bob, maybe the art of social sciences is going to be great enough to be able to do a few tests and predict those amongst us that are predators. Right now, we can't do that. All we can say is it's the same people over and over and over again. The same people are committing the same violent crimes. Let's not discuss that. The city of Chicago is more dangerous, was more dangerous than Afghanistan. 10, 15, 20 people every weekend shot. City of Chicago has, and the state of Illinois has more gun laws than anybody.
Yep.
It's not the gun laws. It's the people that are using the guns. And if we start on a wholesale basis, say, look, don't commit the crime. If you've got a gun in the car when we arrest you, you will be in jail for 10 years, period. You show the gun in the commission of the crime, that's 20 years. You know what, Bob? The recidivism rate will drop like a rock.
Well, Ray, it may be too common sense for the left to agree to it. We'll see.
Oh, absolutely. Right? What the left wants to do is just bludgeon everybody that doesn't agree with them. Just
yeah.
Bludgeon them. Robert, I'll say my prayers.
That is number one, Ray. Thank you very much, my friend. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Ray.
All right, bye-bye. You too. We'll take this break. We're going to come back. Dominic Perini's on the phone. He wants to tell us it is not only Sonia Baldo weekend in Jessup, but the Jessup Carnival is ongoing, and he's going to tell us about that after this. 1966, this date. The Rolling Stones had the number one hit with Painted Black. And, of course, for our friend Gary, and in honor of Ray Liotta, we played just a little clip from the movie Field of Dreams, where he was Shoeless Joe Jackson, the supposedly innocent member of the Chicago Black Sox. Some of the team members getting together to throw the World Series. Now, the PO'd mailman has checked in, just so everybody knows. Now, do we know if the shooter is a U.S. citizen? Says Bob and Scranton. We believe he is, but I've never heard that answer. And then somebody texted in. This is poignant and appropriate. Mental health. He worked in it very young. Not he, but they worked in it very young in 1976, says the text. State hospitals opened the doors and let everyone out. We had patients who had been on Thorazine for decades and could not even walk. They called it the Thorazine shuffle. Why? We in America are extremists. We do go to extremes on either end. And we really are. And if somebody texts in, Bob, I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I'm a Democrat that has seen for quite some time exactly what's going on. Matt Cartwright and Bob Casey are both a disgrace. However, what Beto O'Rourke did during the governor's press conference is the worst political circus and sideshow that I've ever seen any politician put on for his own political gain. Calling Beto O'Rourke disgusting and shameful is actually too good for him for the actions he took at that press conference. He's the worst disgrace I've ever seen for a politician. Yeah, he's right up there. He truly is. So after we are forced to talk about Beto O'Rourke, we go to something good and something fun. And this is Dominic Perini calling about the Jessup Carnival that started last night. Am I correct, Dominic?
You are, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's so good to hear from you
Boy,
again.
Bob, you get everybody going. I got to give you credit.
They get me going, Dominic. It's the other way around.
Yeah, but you know what? Listen, it's like you never left. Yes, you know, good things and good people always come back to the foundation and their roots. And that's it, you know?
Well, listen, you've got so many great things going on in Jessup between San Ubaldo and the Jessup Carnival. Tell us about the Jessup Carnival.
And you know what? You were a great supporter of all of this, even when you were a county commissioner. Anything we asked for, you gave us. We needed the tram to pull people. You gave it to us. We needed help. You gave it to us. We needed prisoners to clean up. You gave it to us. It just was, you were very kind and a great ally for us.
Well, now tell the audience actually a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
Well, we started last night and now we're going Thursday through Sunday strong. We have a band every night. No cover charge. You don't pay anything to get in. You don't pay anything to get into the show. You buy a wristband to go on the rides if you want to go on the rides. If you don't want to go on the rides, there's no cost to you except whatever money you want to spend for food or entertainment. We have our Fireman's Parade on Friday, which is at 6:15, and we have our spectacular fireworks display on Sunday night at 9:30. But there's bands every night. Like we have some highlights. Like we have a band tonight called Lightweight. Tomorrow we have a band called Nowhere Slow. People heard of them. We have a band on Saturday called the Fury. If you look at it, people would say it many different ways, but it's spelled F-U-C-H-E-R-Y. And they're playing until midnight. And Sunday's the big one. We have and you would love this, Bob. We have the AC/DC tribute band.
Oh, yeah. That's fabulous. Wow, what a lot. Yeah, how much work it takes. And you know what I say, Dominic, and I was when I talked about it last week when it was upcoming, you guys do all of this work simply to fund being able to protect the people of Jessup. It's amazing. It yes. really is amazing
yes.
to me.
Yes, sir. You know, we went on WBRE's PA Live with Chris, and I had my chief break down how much it costs to outfit a firefighter fully dressed with the air pack. It was $15,400.
Wow.
One person.
And they've got to go in harm's way. So like, yeah, they've got to have the right equipment. It's not optional.
Absolutely.
It is not optional.
And our air packs are reaching 15 years old. And the face mask, the breathing apparatus piece, which is the most important, all the seals and everything, you can't fix them no more. You can't get them serviced. They're going to be obsolete. By 2024, we're going to have to spend, if we want to replace everything we have, in excess of $150,000 just for that.
Wow. Well, it couldn't be for a better cause, this Jessup Carnival. And I hope you have I know you'll have a great time, and I hope to be there. And I'll tell you, I'm just very thankful to all of you for doing this event to have fun for everybody while you protect them. It's a big deal. Dominic. It really is.
Thanks, Bob. But listen, please find me when you get here so we can have you taste the great porchetta sandwich. We can have you taste some of the homemade halushki we make. And
see, you appeal to my Italian and my Polish side right away.
Absolutely.
We're Slovaks from Jessup, the Mahalik family. So yeah,
I know that.
I love it. I love it, Dominic.
I didn't say that by accident, buddy.
Dominic Perini, the Jessup Carnival, it is ongoing, and it's benefiting the fire company up there that they are there to save your life. Nothing short of that.
And don't forget about the St. Ubaldo festivities on Saturday. That'll be going on all day. They'll wake everybody up with the horns in the morning. They'll have mass in front of the chapel. They'll have the alzata. If nobody knows what that is, they throw vases and they break. And if you get a piece of that vase, you're supposed to have very good luck in life. If you get the handle of that vase, you're supposed to have very good luck for life.
Wow. I might come up for that one.
My friend, you don't need any luck. You just have great spirit.
Well, it's going to be a hot time in Jessup, and thank you, Dominic Perini, for all you do.
Thank you for all you do.
And they go anywhere in Jessup all weekend starting tonight and have a blast.
And remember, when you get off the KC Highway, it's all downhill from there.
All right, my man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Have a great time in Jessup. The Jessup Carnival this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, the fireworks. All of that coinciding with Santo Ubaldo on Saturday and more events on Sunday. Jessup's the place to be. Believe me, it is. We'll be back with the weather after this.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Elite by 2024, we're going to have to spend, if we want to replace everything we have, in excess of $150,000 just for that.
Wow. Well, it couldn't be for a better cause, this Jessup Carnival. And I hope you have I know you'll have a great time, and I hope to be there. And I'll tell you, I'm just very thankful to all of you for doing this event to have fun for everybody while you protect them. It's a big deal, Dominic. It really is.
Thanks, Bob. But listen, please find me when you get here so we can have you taste the great porchetta sandwich. We can have you taste some of the homemade halushki we make. And
see, you appeal to my Italian and my Polish side right away.
Absolutely.
We're Slovaks from Jessup, the Mahalik family. So yeah,
I know that.
I love it. I love it, Dominic.
I didn't say that by accident, buddy.
Dominic Perini, the Jessup Carnival, it is ongoing, and it's benefiting the fire company up there that they are there to save your life. Nothing short of that.
And don't forget about the St. Ubaldo festivities on Saturday. That'll be going on all day. They'll wake everybody up with the horns in the morning. They'll have mass in front of the chapel. They'll have the alzata. If nobody knows what that is, they throw vases and they break. And if you get a piece of that vase, you're supposed to have very good luck in life. If you get the handle of that vase, you're supposed to have very good luck for life.
Wow. I might come up for that one.
My friend, you don't need any luck. You just have great spirit.
Well, it's going to be a hot time in Jessup, and thank you, Dominic Perini, for all you do.
Thank you for all you do.
And they go anywhere in Jessup all weekend starting tonight and have a blast.
And remember, when you get off the KC Highway, it's all downhill from there.
All right, my man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Have a great time in Jessup. The Jessup Carnival this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, the fireworks. All of that coinciding with Santibaldo on Saturday and more events on Sunday. Jessup's the place to be. Believe me, it is. We'll be back with the weather after this. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Joe Snedeker says today clouds and sunny breaks. Cool, highs near 70. Tonight more muggy. Passing shower, lows near 60, but a good night for Jessup. Tomorrow, Friday, mainly dry morning to showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and evening. Highs in the low to mid-70s with more humid air. Saturday, a few scattered showers tapering off late. Less humid, highs in the low 70s. Another great day to go to Jessup. Sunday, sunny, highs near 80. And Monday through Wednesday, Memorial Day through next Wednesday, sunny, more humid with highs in the upper 80s. So the weather's good to get out and get around this weekend. So make sure you do. And I got to tell you that the volunteer firemen, they actually have to raise the money through events like Jessup Ho's doing this carnival. They have to raise the money in order to protect you. So I think it's incumbent upon you. Think of the taxes they're saving you, for one. It's incumbent upon you to attend and have fun. That's what we're ordering you to do. And then you get to the paid firefighters. And you talk about firefighters. They're willing to come in when things are at the worst around you. The enormity of that, and I'll repeat my line. My line is this, that essentially I say to the firemen every time I see them, I say to them, thanks for being here when they're at their fire hall. That's a big deal. So my friend Jamie texted in something, and this is a picture of and I think this is certainly a part of the solution. Okay? There's no be-all and end-all, but a part of it is this, and it says, it's a sign in front of a school. It says, warning, staff members are armed and trained. Any attempt to harm children will be met with deadly force. That should be a component of the discussion, and it should be and is one of the things we can do immediately at our schools. I want to repeat the sign. Warning, staff members are armed and trained. Any attempt to harm children will be met with deadly force. I'm with you on that, Jamie. Tomorrow, we're going to be honoring our veterans, not just our veterans, our deceased veterans, for the Memorial Day weekend. We won't be on the air Monday. Back Tuesday with this whole fiasco. But on Monday, on Friday, tomorrow, we're going to be honoring. We're going to be talking and playing clips from when we were soldiers, from Green Beret, Saving Private Ryan, Battle of the Bulge, Fury, Midway, all those great movies. And the amazing thing is that all those great movies, people from this area, people listening, even some people who are still able to listen to these shows, particularly the Vietnam vets and even some of the Korean vets and a couple of the World War II vets, they lived these movies. It's really remarkable to think about it. And, it's a big weekend, and I hope during the course of the weekend, with all the fun we're going to have at St. Ubaldo, all the fun we're going to have at the Jessup Carnival, that we remember that this Memorial Day weekend is to honor the fallen and the deceased soldiers who have served this country. That's what it's for. That's what it's about. And frankly, if we think of them, when we're having our discussions, at least some of us will maintain the ability to have a true discussion. A true discussion. And I want to repeat this again. I like that sign that's posted out of school that outside of school that Jamie sent to me. But there are basic steps that can and must be taken at your kids' schools, your grandchild's schools, your nieces and nephews' schools. And you should make sure through the school board, through school administration, that those things are being done. The school classroom doors should lock from the inside automatically. Anyone entering the school during school hours needs to get checked in through a locked door, and then they need to be in a vestibule where they could be viewed and their intentions can be determined before they're let into the school. And there should not be alternate entrances, period. I mean, that's the basics. That was what was supposed to be in place in Texas, but apparently may not have been. So when somebody says the sign is useless, it says a lot. But you have to mean, remember, this is not about a sign. This is about the reality. And even a sick individual will go somewhere that's a softer target if he realizes that the place he's looking at is not. And the sign's not going to save anybody. The fact that the sign means you did what it says is what's going to save people. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro with you. WILK, the eponymous show continues. Frank Sinatra coming back after this.
They're wrapping up a briefing by Texas law enforcement officials in Uvalde, Texas. Of course, the site, an elementary school, Robb Elementary, where 19 kids and two teachers were killed. Oh, what a shame. Now, somebody texted, I didn't see this, that it's John Wayne's birthday, born in 1907. I didn't know that, and we didn't see it for some reason, but thank you. Now, there's a movie, Jake, that we need to add to the list if we have some quotes from it, called Taking Chance, based on a true story with Kevin Bacon. A couple of people texted about it. So we'll throw that into the mix tomorrow. And we don't have time to do John Wayne today. I don't know how we missed that. I really don't know. Jack from Boston says, even parents should not be casual visitors at schools. Only invited need enter. Invited and screened. And we do have to find out what the breakdown in security protocol was in Texas that allowed this animal to get into the school. We really need to know. And it's just heartbreaking. And it's going to continue to feel that way. And just imagine the families. We can't imagine it. Maybe some of you can, because you've had that type of tragedy happen in your lives, but it is beyond my capacity. I just don't know what it would feel like. 570-883-0098. I don't know. I don't think we have we're not going to have time for the Duke, and I love John Wayne. I used to have a good John Wayne imitation. I used to walk like John Wayne. Remember, his sort of walk. Joe from West Side checking in. But when you look at, again, first of all, and somebody texted in, they said, how insane, we can't fund education now. Now you want to train teachers to be members of a SWAT team, ban the damn guns like every other civilized country. No, because we have a Second Amendment.
That's what the country was founded upon. It's part of our freedoms. And the human condition is messy. You guys, I watch people trying to legislate against the human condition and human reality. And in fact, they're the same people trying to give themselves power over our freedoms. And they're not to be trusted. They're not to be believed. And they're not to be followed. So you, if you ban guns, then the 350 to 400 million guns that already exist here, like, stop talking about things that are unpractical, impractical, and against the Constitution. Let's talk about what we can do, which is training of law enforcement, training of school officials, and securing of the physical plant where our children go to school. That we can do. We could do that now. They've already allotted hundreds of billions of dollars to these school districts to be able to do it. We'll be back.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute, a sign the pandemic-era housing frenzy may be showing signs of easing up. The real estate brokerage Redfin reports this month nearly one of five home sellers has dropped his asking price. That's because mortgage rates are so high. But just today we learned mortgage rates moved a little lower last week, now at 5.1%. Wall Street today in rally mode thanks to strong earnings and a rosy outlook from Macy's as people bought dresses and suits for weddings, proms, graduations, or to go back to work. Also Williams-Sonoma and Dollar Tree with upbeat outlooks. Shares of Macy's right now 19% higher. That's got the Dow up 1.75%. The NASDAQ nearly 3% higher. The S&P up 2%. And demand for travel is up, but Delta Airlines is now slashing flights this summer, 100 of them per day, and it's blaming a shortage of workers, and it says fewer flights will make it easier to handle all the expected bad weather delays and cancellations. Tom Busby, Bloomberg Radio.
Well, 1971 this day, Don McLean recorded American Pie at the Record Plant in New York City. I wonder if he knew how monumental that song was going to be when he did it. And of course, for one of our listeners, they told us the Duke was born. We said we got to do some Duke, and that's from the movie Jake. Big Jake. Now we're closing with something we need more of, quite obviously. 1973, George Harrison's single, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth, was moving up the charts. And man, we do need that. Yeah, this is tough stuff. And please don't think there are easy answers. And by the way, I didn't say there wasn't school funding. Somebody who texted in said that. There's plenty of school funding. Maybe if they stop spending money, $20,000 an hour, for Abram X. Kendi to speak to teachers groups, or they don't do kinky sex classes in the Philadelphia School District for the teachers, maybe that money could be saved to put some locks on the right doors in the right way. Yeah, we got a lot of problems in this country. Not having sensible discussions is one of them. And we've got a whole generation of politicians who are running cities, actually two generations. They're running cities, they're running our federal government, and they're detached from reality. And they're taking us in a completely opposite direction from freedom. From freedom of choice and freedom of thought. They're taking us away from that. And it's very frustrating. Somebody texts in, thanks for the Duke. Yes, thank you. Thank you for telling us it was Duke's birthday back in 1907.
PO'd mailman text in, Australia was the last country that the citizens gave up their weapons and their crime went up 300%. There are no easy answers, ladies and gentlemen. I see it all the time. I see people of goodwill saying ban guns, do this, gun control. It has not worked. Whether we like to admit that or not, it's not a bumper sticker. It's a complicated issue. A lot of factors go into it. Tomorrow, we will do our Memorial Day salute, focusing on, and I really look at it this way, focusing on the movies that our local veterans lived. That's what we're going to do tomorrow on Friday. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what Jake and Murph and everybody comes up with here. And maybe I'll add a little bit in there. Thanks for being with me today. Frank Andrews is in next after the news. He's got a lot to say because he's back.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.